Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor at the intersection of technology and public accounting. The Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community.
This is Darren Root, Executive Editor of the CPA Technology Advisor, with John Sapp, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Drake. And John does a wonderful job with Drake, and many of you will know Drake, and Drake is certainly a who's who of 2010. So, John, welcome today.
Thanks for having me today, Darren.
Oh, my pleasure. Well, many of our listeners, John, have certainly heard of Drake for a number of years. But for those that may tune in to this podcast that are not that familiar with Drake, John, give us just a touch of history and then sort of a general overview of the different products that you guys have.
Well, Drake's probably been developing our own tax software product longer than anyone in the industry. For over 35 years, We've actually developed our own tax software product, and of course over the years we've evolved. We've seen the evolution from when you had to spend $25,000 on a computer to buy a $5,000 piece of software back in the 70s when we first started developing tax software, all the way through the Service Bureau era in the late 70s and early 80s to the advent of electronic filing in 1986. So we've been around for all of those evolutionary processes, and then of course in the 90s we saw the consolidation of the industry, and we ended up being the only independent, really left, non publicly traded, non debt driven company out in the public space, and that allows us to have kind of a unique approach. Because our software was based out of public practice itself, out of a tax practice, and most of our key executives have been involved in the tax industry for over 10 years, we believe we have a unique ability to see things from the practitioner's perspective. And so we invest in, we're able to make investment decisions or product decisions from the perspective of what if I'm preparing taxes today. So, for example, we have not only the 1040, the 1120, all of the business packages that you would expect and all of the states that you would expect from a company with over 30,000 practitioners around the country. But we also add things like our document management system, which allows folks to automatically print to electronic copies and track those and make sure they always know where they are and archive all of their source documents and scan all of those in. But we also do some unique things like we add a tax planner, we have tax research, and we bundle all of that for one price. So when a customer buys our software, quote unquote, they get a 7-year tax planner, they get the document management system, they get electronic filing for no additional charge, they get everything that they would need, including accounting package. We have a client write-up package with live payroll, after-the-fact payroll. All of those are bundled together, and that's probably the unique thing about Drake in the marketplace is we bundle all of our products together so that the end user, the tax professional, all they have to do is make one decision, and then everything they need is just at their fingertips.
Well, you guys have really been known for two things, at least from my practitioner experience. One is really legendary customer loyalty and customer support. As I understand it, your phone support is sort of unsurpassed. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Once again, it kind of goes back, and I hate to continue to rehash that, but it kind of goes back to why we make the decisions we make. We've made a very concerted effort to help the practitioner at the point that they need help. So instead of emailing us and getting a response in a day or two, or going to a knowledge base and searching through a knowledge base and trying to find the right search term, we allow folks just to pick up the phone and call us. And during the peak of tax season, when we're taking close to 10,000 calls a day or more, we will still answer the phone with a live person in less than 10 seconds. And the reason, the thing that we do is we invest in people, and we all do it. We do it all locally, right now, all in North Carolina. And so a live person picks up the phone, and over 90% of the time, that person resolves the issue for our customer on the very first call. We understand. I mean, we get it. We get that the tax practitioner needs an answer right now. And if we were in their shoes, we empathize with their situation whenever they have a problem or they have a question. And that's really driven by the fact that our CEO, Phil Drake, myself, once again, all of our folks have been on the other side of the desk, so to speak.
Well, as you know, you and I recently had a conversation around customer support, and I was thinking about the way my practice, you know, during busy season, what are the most important thing is for us, and it's certainly not going online and searching a knowledge base. When we have a problem in the office, our first line of help is to pick up the phone, know it by heart, and call support. And the quicker I can get that question answered, you know, the better off I am or my staff is. So I commend you guys on that. One thing I wanted to talk a little bit is about where do you see Drake heading in 2010? What do you see the year looking like? You know, we're coming out of what feels like a couple years worth of recession, obviously. What do you see 2010 looking like?
I see 2010 continuing to we're going to see the evolution, maybe not in 2010, but from 2010 probably over the next 2 or 3 years. We're almost going to see a de-evolutionizing of the PC-based tax software market. I really believe we're going to see the tax software industry begin to move into the software as a service model. And as we go to the SaaS model, which today we not only have our regular desktop installed product, we also have a web-based product for someone who may be managing multiple offices, or we also have a quasi-remote data entry module where they can key data into a centralized server from a, for example, if you're at the clients, you're doing an audit for a client, and the audit people want to go ahead and key in tax return data while they're there off their work papers, they can go ahead and do that remotely with some of our software. And then the central office go ahead and review that product before it gets sent on to the Internal Revenue Service or gets finalized as a tax return. I believe we're going to see software begin to move back onto that centralized processing system, and we're going to begin to move our software into a model of software as a service. I believe that works out better for everyone in the long run for the technology that we have today, now that we have high-speed internet predominantly over the majority of the United States. Now, until we receive 100%, obviously we're going to continue to have desktop product that we'll always support. I cannot see us not supporting our desktop product for years to come. However, we are going to see that software as a service model. The other thing that you and I discussed earlier was portals. And last year we did release through our payroll module and through our accounting module the ability for the client to upload particular information, time and attendance, payroll changes, those types of things into our web portal. The CPA or the accountant can then download that information and process his financials or his payroll, whichever needs to be done, and then upload information back to the customer. So we're seeing that on our accounting and payroll side that went very well this year. And we do plan on expanding that over the next 2 to 3 years, over the next 24 to 36 months. We'll see that expanded into the tax practice.
So it sounds like you guys are right there on the cutting edge with, you know, you're talking about software as a service and portals, and you guys really are staying way ahead of the curve and developing in this area. You know, I hear different definitions of software as a service by different vendors. Just want to make sure I understand where you guys are coming from. Some vendors will talk about, you know, taking their on-premise software and really hosting it. And again, software as a service could be defined as, you know, just a pricing model, or it's actually a deliver. There's lots of different ways of looking at software as a service. So whether it's on-premise, it's hosted, which really gets the practitioner to, you know, that end goal, which is access anytime, anywhere, and somebody else doing all their backups and updates, or rewriting a whole package and making it completely web-based only. How do you guys see that?
Well, we've been very fortunate in that when we made a decision back in the late 90s to write our 32-bit Windows product, when we did that, we wrote it in such a way that it allows us to host it on any platform, and it also allows us to plug in, so to speak, different front ends into that calc engine. because the calculations themselves never change. What does change is the user interface that would plug into that. For example, a web-based or remote, which allows you to have remote access to that wherever it goes. So we really see that being driven by, once again, our customers' needs. And because we have the flexibility to take that model, for example, today we do have hosted solutions, or we have the solution where they can host it and on their own servers and have folks, you know, we would just see the end result. They would still do their own updates. However, all of that could be considered, as you've mentioned, a software as a service. So we're not really taking one path. We've developed our software into a place where it can cross over on a variety or a multitude of different types of platforms.
You know, there's nothing like being smart to create good luck, apparently.
There's nothing like being a little lucky to look smart.
Well, you know, that kind of foresight, you know, a lot of companies didn't have that. And you guys have obviously made some good decisions early, and you have a phenomenal, you know, customer base that's incredibly loyal. So commend you guys for that. So what else, John, would you like for our listeners to go before we wrap up today?
Well, I do believe that we have one major lead source, and that is our current customers. And we don't hesitate to allow folks to, you know, we encourage folks to talk to each other. We believe that the practitioner, when they're making the tax software purchase, for most professionals in the accounting profession, you know, with tax revenue being somewhere over 40% of their entire revenue, their tax software is such a critical tool for them that they have to do all of their due diligence. And we believe the number one way that you perform that due diligence is you talk to other folks with a similar practice that have used the software, and not only that have used the software for years, that have used Drake software for years, but we'll be glad to give folks that are making that decision, folks that changed to our software the first year, last, you know, just 1 year, because changing software is not easy. I don't care who tells you it is. It is not an easy process. I've been not just in tax software, but this is back when I was in public practice, just changing from Lotus 1-2-3. This dates me a little bit, to Excel. I mean, even Excel today, I still use the same hotkeys that I used way back in the day with Lotus. And we will find folks that still want the same functionality on the keyboard that they had with DOS. And we provide that. And the only reason I bring that up is changing software to go from using the mouse predominantly, maybe to being able to use keystrokes. Once they use it for a few tax returns, we found that the transition becomes much easier. But I do believe that talking to other practitioners is a key component of that as they make their decision.
Well, two thoughts on that, John. One is every study that we've done as a publication says the number one most trusted source by a practitioner is another practitioner. So that certainly bears out in what you're saying. And two, you know, probably you and I were practicing, you know, I still am, but, you know, a number of years ago, let's just say. And back then, you know, we'd pick up a piece of software that was coming out, nothing really integrated, and we would use it. And so, you know, you'd make some changes. I remember changing software, you know, tax software two or three different times. Boy, today with the software you buy is such a strategic decision because it drives efficiencies and effectiveness, and integration is important, and the company behind it's important. And so really to have a great practice today, you have to put a lot of thought into that piece of software and the value that that piece of software brings. I mean, you want it to be a good value. And you guys have obviously, you know, are at the top of your game in all those areas. So anyway, John, I appreciate your time today. Thanks so much for spending some time with me. I know our audience, our listeners, are going to really appreciate this podcast. One last thing, if I'm a listener and I want to find out more about Drake, what's the best way for me to do that?
Well, obviously the best way would be to give us a call, and we're going to pick up the phone at 1-800-890-9500, or they can visit our website at drakesoftware.com and get a full live working version of last year's software to try out.
Good time to do that with extensions, you know, being filed and stuff. It's a good time to kind of test some new things. So, John, I appreciate your time today, and good luck in 2010. I suspect I'll probably see you at one of the shows soon.
Sounds good, Darren. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For more information about the CPA Technology Advisor's other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit www.cpatechadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106, or tune into future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via TalkShoe.com.